Just one thing on screen that may slow you down this afternoon. Aylesford, the A20 London Road. Slow traffic reported due to a burst water main on London Road. It's affecting it in both directions between Bell Lane, also Oxley Shore Lane, Castle Way, and congestion as a result to Hermitage Lane. Through the afternoon, keep me updated. 0500 59 27 27. That's our jam line number.
On FM, DAB, online, and on your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock. The latest now with Joanna Earle.
First British aid is starting to arrive in Nepal as the number killed in Saturday's earthquake tops more than 3,700. Authorities there admit they're overwhelmed. Sky Stuart Ramsey's in the capital, Kathmandu, and says the aid's much needed.
The markets are closed, the shops are closed, any food that's here has become extremely expensive. We know that there are supplies of water being brought here a couple of times a day, but that's pretty much it. And a lot of the people you speak to are saying they really thought there'd be more help by now.
90 British and Irish-born people are now missing, according to a website set up for the families by the International Red Cross. In Kent, vigils are due to take place tonight to remember the victims of the disaster. Nicola's got the details for the update.
Well, around 3,000 people from the Nepalese community live between Shepway and Dover. This evening, events will take place in part of Folkestone and Ashford, with those going along encouraged to take candles, flags, flowers and cards. The gathering in Cheriton High Street has been organised by former Gurkha Dan Gurung.
Every single family, their member, their family members are still in back in home, Nepal, and they are very, very worried about this terrible disaster.
Over the weekend, Tunbridge man Sebastian Lavera, who was feared missing after the quake, contacted family to say he and his hiking partner were safe. Greg Smyromsby is his stepdad.
He was able to say his name. I could tell from his voice it definitely was him. He was also said he was uninjured along with his walking companion and that they did not need any financial help.
However, the family of 23-year-old Matt Karapeet from Biersted are urging him to get in touch. He'd been trekking in a national park when the tremor hit.
The Disasters Emergency Committee has announced it's launching an appeal to help the survivors of the earthquake. You can donate at dec.org.uk.
This is KMFM News.
A murder investigation underway after a 20-year-old man from Tunbridge died after being found with serious head injuries in Leeds. Kieran has more for KMFM.
Well, Billy Mankolo was studying social sciences at the University of Leeds and is believed to be a former Hadlow College student. The 20-year-old who lived in the Hyde Park area of the city was discovered by two men near to the train station in the early hours of Saturday. A 31-year-old man from the city is currently in custody after being arrested on suspicion of murder. In a statement, his family say they're devastated by the tragic loss of their loving son.
It's emerged a man who was shot by police in Kent 2 months ago remains in a critical condition in hospital. Armed officers were called to 40-year-old Mark Traylor's home in Hursden near Canterbury in February. More than 40 police officers have been spoken to as part of an investigation. A home HIV test has gone on sale, the first to be legally approved in the UK. The makers claim the kit gives a result in 15 minutes and is 99% accurate.
Election 2015, the update.
Now, with just 10 days until we get to vote in the general election, we're continuing to hear what your main concerns are. Today, we're hearing from people in Faversham and Mid-Kent.
I've put the zebra crossings and the speed limit locally coming into the town. There's a 30 mile an hour speed limit, and I think it should be down to 20.
Probably the antisocial behaviour and the drinking and littering.
We only have a minor injuries unit. We don't actually have a hospital. We have two, one in Whitstable, one in Canterbury, but it's not as local as we might like.
You can watch our video guide to the constituency and find details of the candidates at kentdecides.co.uk. And Amy Winehouse's family have condemned a documentary about her, which is due to be shown at next month's Cannes Film Festival. It traces her story from her early career up to her death in July 2011. Filmmakers have defended it, though.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs, visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Football and Chelsea have the chance to wrap up the Premier League title this week after their 0-0 draw at Arsenal. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Rona.
Well, two more wins will guarantee Chelsea the trophy, and they play Leicester and Crystal Palace in the next 7 days. The Chelsea manager, Jose Mourinho, says he's got plans plenty of love for his side, despite Arsenal's fans labelling them as boring.
I think boring is 10 years without a title. That's very boring. You know, you support a club and you are waiting, and for so many years without a Premier League title, I think that's very boring.
Meantime, Chelsea's Eden Hazard has been voted the PFA Player of the Year. Six of the side's players were also in the Team of the Year, while Tottenham striker Harry Kane, who scored 30 goals this season, picked up the Young Player Award. And in cricket, it's day two of Kent's second game of the season in the County Championship. They've travelled to take on Lancashire, who are batting, and a short time ago were on 412 for 9 in their first innings.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.